100% owned and operated. The Shawnee Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Welcome, welcome to VerK Radio, iHeartRadio. This is the Get Your Business Right show. VerK is all about the power of women, and I am excited because if you don't know who I am Michael Muse, Mr. Broadcastpreneur, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach, because overcoming your fears is not an option. That's right. And you already know when I come every week, I am meeting some of the brightest, talentedest, powerful women who are making moves in the industry, in their field. And it's a blessing when I find those who are right in my hometown. And this jewel right here is a spiritual behemoth. Faith is her cornerstone. Taking those who are looking for hope, she's given hope. And I'm excited to hear her story on how she is moving people from being defeated to being victorious in their business, in their organization, and in their life. I want to introduce to some, but to everyone else, Ms. Tisha Hammond. How are you doing, Tisha?
I am blessed. I cannot complain.
I'm excited to have you on because when I see your profile and see that you are a cheerleader and that you are taking people who are sick and tired of the work environment.
Yeah.
But they have the talents and gifts to do better and be better and to be a world changer.
Right.
You had to become that world changer first.
Absolutely.
And so my first question for you is, how did you start your journey of becoming a cheerleader?
Okay, we got to go back a little ways.
That's
now.
Right.
Okay, so my mom was a small business owner.
Okay.
I can remember being 6, 7, 8, being 13, 14, being 17 years old, and she is working for herself. And that does something to you as a child. And it planted a seed. And I just knew, even though I went to college for criminal justice, I became a law enforcement officer, carrying a badge and a gun, working around the world to protect the United States. Even though I was doing all of that and living out that dream, there was just something unsettled inside of me. And that was, yes, I have a fabulous career, but I want more. I don't want to be someone's employee forever. I want to be like my mom. I want to be the employer. I want to hire people. I want to create meaningful jobs for someone.
So let me ask you this question here. What took place? Usually it's a situation or circumstance where that mindset shift happens. And so what point in time did that happen for you?
2014.
Okay, what happened?
So in 2014, between 2014 and 2015, my husband and I lost 26 people in our lives. Three of them were our siblings, and unexpected, and torturous, and a low point. And I realized after watching my sister and brother die 5 weeks apart, followed quickly by my husband's sister, that life literally is short. And if I didn't live out this dream of working for myself, I might not get a chance to do it. So in 2015, I launched a business. I sent Small Business Promotion LLC, all about helping other people launch businesses.
Right. Wow, that is powerful because one thing about life when it's time to ascend to a new level. When it's in the spiritual realm for us to know more and do more and be better, a lot of times it takes some act of pain and tragedy.
Yeah.
To get us to the place where we realize that, hey, time is short. Every moment is priceless. And we have to take advantage of every opportunity today to love those who love us. And of course, if we, anyone who is a believer also understands, hey, we have to love everyone in general.
Yes.
Because you can't say you love God, but there's people you run around hating.
This is true. Mm-hmm. This is true.
And so for you, like you say, you, what that happened with 26 people, in what time frame, in a year?
Mm-hmm. Within a year.
In a year. So that's more than two a month.
It was terrible. It was, I'm talking about being brought closer to God. I was already a believer, already very active in the church, but it just does something to you to face death that rapidly, time after time, and then you're still here. And you realize, Lord, the work you have for me is not done, apparently. What is it that you want me to do?
Yes.
Not me planning to do. What do you want me to do? And I remember someone telling me about being poor. And they described poor as passing over opportunity repeatedly.
Mm.
And I said, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. And how can I help others see that being poor is a choice for many people? So,
and so, like you say, and being married, how did that affect? Because I know for me, when I was married, and when my mother-in-law passed, my ex-wife, but my wife then, her mom passed away. She actually passed away in our home. Mm. For me and her at the time, our marriage really went sour at that point. Because to a small degree, it was whatever feelings that she had and the unresolvedness that she had with her mom that didn't get resolved. How did that type of tragedy affect your marriage?
Oh, I think in our instance, it turned us inward, brought us closer. And truly, I began to lean on my husband. I've always prayed, you know, Lord, I want a head of the household. I want a partner in marriage. I want somebody that is going to help me correct course if I'm off track, and that I can do that with as well. And it just, we formed this friendship and this partnership through all of that loss. And it was in those times I remember telling Ken, I'm going to do this. I can't stay working in this career forever. Don't get me wrong, I had an excellent career, but I couldn't do it forever. This thing was in my heart that needed to come out, and that was to work for myself. And I remember clear as day when he kind of gave me like the just do it nod. Not that I was seeking his validation. My truck was already moving and I had already opened a business, but I remember the day when I was choosing between working at my career full-time,
yes,
and still working part-time for myself. I remember the day he said, just do it. I retired that day.
Mm.
And I started working for myself full-time. And that was 2 years ago. Been in business 5 years, working independently, full-time 2 years.
And so what do you do for your business now?
So I'm a small business coach, speaker, facilitator, author. I provide speaking and writing services. And that's the fun side of what I get to do. Where the income comes in is federal government contracting. I took my employer and made them my first customer. So I do the same job that I did before.
Now, so let's get this straight now.
Yes.
Let's get this straight.
Let's do it.
Because, see, there are some people who are working a job that they hate or like, give or take.
Sure.
And they're looking to bust the seams out them doors as quick as they can.
Yeah.
But what you're saying is different. You put yourself in a position. So instead of you get a W-2, you get a 1099.
Exactly. On my terms. I
believe on your terms.
W-2 income is limiting. I left a career with a six-figure income, and I still wasn't satisfied. You couldn't have kept throwing money at me to get me to stay. It was something else that I needed to pursue. I needed to be obedient to this other calling. So money was not my motivation. Fulfilling an assignment and being obedient was my motivation. But I teach people how to turn their employer into their next customer. Because to me, 1099 independent contractor work is unlimited. potential for income.
You're absolutely right. Because one thing I've learned from my mentors is you have to have ownership. Yeah. And if you don't have ownership of, number one, of your mind first.
Absolutely.
And being free enough to understand that, like Jim Rohn always says, you have to serve other people.
Yeah.
Now, the more other people you want to help get what they want, you have people who help you get what you want.
It's the truth.
Yes, it is.
It's the truth, and that's my day. That's my day in a nutshell.
And so how did you build, you started your business, how did you build your team? Because you obviously, if you're a cheerleader, you had to, going through what you went through with your husband, with so many people in that year's time frame, you spent a lot of time being a cheerleader, but I'm sure you needed people to be a cheerleader for you.
Yes.
Because there's no, we're human, we're fallible, and we're not able to be strong all the time.
Right.
And of course, we need people who God put in place so we can move faster and better and not get stuck.
Right.
But wouldn't you agree, when it comes to what you do at your business, so many people get stuck.
Absolutely.
They get into one mood, one routine, and they let that shape out the footprint for their life.
Yeah.
And so for you, you say, hey, hold on. I make good money. I love, and think about you. You said you love what you do.
Yeah.
Well, the vast number of people hate what they do. So love what you do and say, I want something better. But you, one thing you said, I love what you said, your husband told you to go for it.
He did.
And I was just reading an article a couple of days ago. They said the biggest decision a person can make is having a partner who either support them or don't support them, because that will determine their destiny.
I can see that. I can see that being true for a lot of people. It's indescribable how it feels to know that my husband goes to work every day for an employer, and he is a business owner as well, and I go to work for myself every day. And we each can have mentally exhausting days, very different days. But coming home and being able to just download and decompress and remember that we have friendship, that we have love, and that we have each other's support helps us each lay down with peace of mind, not miss a wink of sleep, wake up in the morning ready to do it over again. And I work for myself as hard as I do for my husband. My dream is to see him be able to retire whenever he'd like to. And I want to be able to contribute to that. He has helped me so much, of course, financially as a husband, but just the relief he's provided as a partner. So oftentimes in marriage, people are married but are not partners. And partnership is different for everyone, right?
And you know, I want to talk about that for a quick second. I want to kind of delve into that, because society nowadays, when it comes to marriage, people are not looking to get married. Or a lot of times, people are looking for it, but it's one-sided.
Okay.
Now, people, we are in a society generation now where people are, hey, it's all about me. I'm getting lit. I'm going to do me. I'm going to say what I feel. And
No one
can judge me. No consequence. And when you mentioned that you partner with your husband, what does that look like? Because see, there are so many, this is the statistics, that a lot of women are going to become, they're going to become cat women, cat ladies. They're going to be alone.
Okay.
And they will have cats, because that's going to be their companion.
All right.
That's statistics have shown that. So what do you do in your marriage to not get caught up into the stereotypes and the hype that goes against the virtues of marriage?
Okay, so let me start by saying that I have been married before, and it did not last and it didn't even paint the picture that I thought marriage would be. And so when that relationship ended, I had a different picture of what I wanted marriage to be.
Right.
And what I wanted was someone that was chasing after God more than I was. And I was chasing. I was running toward him. I wanted somebody who wasn't afraid to run toward the Father, who wasn't afraid or embarrassed to pray any point or any time that I needed or that he needed. I wanted somebody that had goals and dreams and was saving for our retirement. Who wants to work forever? I don't want to work forever. I want to play at some point, right? So partnership looks for, looks like for Ken and I, one, a friendship. I literally like the person that my husband is. I love the man that he is. I like the human being that he is. He's someone that I have very intelligent conversation with. He is informed about business and politics and life, and I love the conversations that we have. Partnership looks like for us sharing our finances and not keeping secrets about anything that goes on in our family unit. So for instance, our daughter made a comment to me earlier this year that she was sharing with her friend that I don't keep secrets from her father. I never told her to say that. This is an observation that she made about our marriage. And that made me so proud as a mother and as a wife that she understood that that's the reality in our home, is if you tell me, you've told your father. If you tell your father, you have told me. Because we talk, we communicate, we care about what happens under the roof of our house and how we train our children to be independent thinkers and adults. And I think more than anything, Ken is an independent thinker and cannot be swayed and is studied and intelligent. And he takes all that in this wonderful package and then is a provider as well and gives me that green light and that thumbs up. Tisha, go out there and do it, and do it well.
Yes. You know what, Tisha, we have a lot of people nowadays who I've seen in couples where you do more competing against each other than helping each other. Have you seen that too?
I have seen it. I've seen it.
And so when you are helping a woman who needs a cheerleader, she wants to go to the next level, but of course, let's just say she doesn't have that support from her partner. How do you help a woman in that type of situation? Her dream is busting out the seams, but she has this partner who don't quite see that vision, is not quite on board with seeing it become a fruition.
Right.
What would you say to a woman like that?
Well, first I'd ask her, would she like to pray about it? Because most of my clients and I have joined in prayer at the beginning or end or somewhere in the middle of our journey together. To me, that's very important. If you're going to work with me, you have to know that's where I stand. That's where I turn to for help and support as well. I also build a team around that client, because if you don't have support at home, well, you're going to have it outside of the home with me. You're going to have it outside of the home with me. So you'll find that I have several mentees. I have associations and organizations that I sit on boards with that I want to introduce my clients to, and the sponsors of those organizations who have dollars, who need business and businesses to do business with, I want to introduce my clients to those as well. To people that I meet on LinkedIn, to me it's about whose hand can I place in whose hand today, because I truly want to connect people. My business coach and my cheerleader, Chris Bell, he told me, you know, you got to get in front of 100 people every day. LinkedIn gives me a way to do that. Being in networking associations and at events gives me a way to do that. Being the member services director of a major business organization for women gives me the means to do that. And then you got to take the ego out of it. And you have to say, this journey is not about me. I will get my reward. Whatever the reward is that the Lord has for me, great. I'll take it. I'll get it in time. But right now I'm here to help someone else along the way. And if that means creating handshake opportunities and meaningful relationships and connections for others, then I try to do that the very best I can every day.
That's powerful. You know, we, at this point in time in the show, it's time for us to take a quick break.
All right.
Welcome back to VertK Radio. This is the Get Your Business Right show. And we are with the sensational, phenomenal cheerleader, small business coach, Tisha Hammond. She is breaking it down. She's not holding back no punches. She is cutting loose, letting you know, hey, you got to put your faith in the right place, put your team in the right place. And so, Tisha, let's take a look. For some of our listeners right now, it's a woman right now who's listening. She said, you know what? What you're saying sounds good. But I have an idea. For example, she wants to help women with pottery. And she's been doing it as a hobby. What does that look like?
So, in this instance, I want to ask that woman if she'll just give me time for me to hear her out. If she'll just tell me her story. I'm listening in that story for whether she wants to stay an enthusiastic hobbyist or whether she wants pottery to be the basis of her salary and the income that contributes to her family's livelihood. And if in the story I hear or sense or note that she wants to create a business out of this, then I want to talk to her further about, have you tested the market? Do you have clients right now? Has anybody bought your pottery? Have you showed anybody your pottery? Have you sold a piece? Have you tried? Have you put it out there? What are people saying about it? Do you listen to feedback that people say about it? Are you willing to create different pieces that you hadn't considered creating before because a customer might want something different than what you do? Are you easily offended if someone gives you a good suggestion about how to change this idea? Or are you married to the idea and not the outcome?
You said married to the idea but not the outcome. So when you say that, you're pretty much saying they're married to the idea, but they're not committed to doing the work to make it happen. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So it's just like a couple who's married.
Yeah.
But they're not putting the work in to make you grow. But they tolerate each other because they're comfortable.
Yeah. It's okay. So here where we go with comfort. Exactly. Because we have to talk about it. So I call these moments in businesses growth spurts, where you recognize that it takes discomfort and being in a situation or state of dis-ease or unease for you to change how you look at something, for you to change a tactic or a strategy, for you to get so agitated that you decide you have to do something different. Growth spurts. So when you look at your body, as your body changes, you get stretch marks, right? Yes, this is reality.
I got them too.
Okay, we all, a lot of people have stretch marks.
Yes.
Stretch marks are a sign of growth and expansion. And if you look at the human body, stretch marks may be ugly to some people, but growth is ugly. It's messy. It's uncontrollable sometimes. It's not the way you planned it. But in my mind, we make plans and God laughs at those plans.
Yes.
Because he's planned things for us and we just have ignored them. Thinking our way is better. Our way is messy, is ugly, is nasty sometimes, and we can put lipstick on it all we want. But sometimes until you get those stretch marks, you've allowed your mind and your attitude to stretch from its normal dimension, then you see growth.
Yes.
So it's not pretty, being a business owner. It's not pretty being an entrepreneur. There are weeks and months and long periods of time where income may not come in. But if that is the case, you have to ask yourself, am I doing income producing activities every day to help the income come in? Or am I allowing my time to be stolen and taken by time thieves that aren't going to lead me to anything that allows me to grow?
So how do you help people recognize those time thieves in their lives?
One, I want to look at what takes up the majority of your day. I don't like asking people what they do for a living. I like to ask them what keeps them busy during the day. There's a difference, all right? So if you're busy during the day making phone calls and following up with business cards or email contacts that you've received, that could lead to a potential customer. More than that, meeting one person can lead to meeting several hundred people. This is why I like the concept of LinkedIn so much. Because when you post something on LinkedIn and I see it and I like it and I comment on it, my comment alone opens up your network and that post to everyone in my LinkedIn community. That is priceless to some people, because for some people, all they need to see is Tisha Hammond commented on this person's post, and that'll be enough to send them to your post and to realize, oh, we have a producer here. Oh, I need a producer. I didn't know that he was on LinkedIn. Let me find out what Michael Muse is about. If people take that kind of relationship building for granted, then you're missing 100% of the shots you don't take. So LinkedIn is definitely my playground, and I use it very strategically in building relationships. It's a great networking without having to waste miles of gas or go anywhere.
So let me ask this question here. So spiritually, how has your spiritual life change once you made the transition to go full time?
I am fully dependent on God. It's something to walk away from the luxury of a paycheck every 2 weeks, the security of a paycheck every 2 weeks, and to live out a dream that says, if I'm not getting a W-2, my income falls squarely on my shoulders, my potential for income. It's a lot of work to replace the salary that I walked away from. But the more and more I tried to replace the salary that I walked away from, the more I began to realize my life has improved on so many levels. I'm not rushing around in the morning trying to figure out what to wear and what office I'm going to, who I'm going to counsel today, and what reports I need to get in. My life is very different. I have time in the morning to make time for my relationship with Christ. I have time in the afternoon to study for Sunday school lessons 2 weeks down the road if I need to. I have time in the evening, because my mind is not so scattered now, I have time in the evening to have an evening routine. That could involve reading the Word. It could involve studying, going to Bible study, opening up our home for Bible study. But more importantly, I just pray more. I pray with my clients. I pray with my friends. I pray with fellow women business owners. Anybody who asks, literally, is going to get a prayer out of me.
Right.
Because I think that that's the most intimate way that we can be in relationship with God.
And so for your family aspect, how have you grown in your family aspect?
So 2 years after I launched Ascent Small Business Promotion LLC, my husband Ken launched a photography business called Kahan Photo Creations LLC. Our daughter launched two businesses. Another daughter launched a t-shirt design company, and another daughter launched a clothing line. Our son launched a life coaching business last year, and our oldest daughter is a recruiter for all of the businesses. And you can't tell me that that's not because they don't see their parents working in business for themselves.
Yeah.
They're living out what they see at home. And this could be so many more people's reality. I trust and believe that my business is my ministry. It's how I share good news with my family first.
Absolutely.
The people in my immediate circle get this first. I can have tens of thousands of followers on social media, but people don't really know me till they're here in this physical circle, till they've met me in person, till they've invited me to have a conversation in real life.
Yes.
It's very different than liking and sharing someone's post online. Those things don't always convert to sales.
No, not at all.
But when you meet a person and you get this transfer of energy and you hear their story, then you realize this is somebody that I want to refer people to. This is how we make businesses grow.
That's right.
It's when you're in relationship with one another. Easy peasy formula.
And so for the woman who's listening right now, what are a couple of steps she or he can do right now to begin to take those steps to move from a 9 to 5 to stepping out there for their dream?
Right. So I'm going to put it in an acronym we can all understand, which is ATM. ATM. We all know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the A in ATM is automate. As quickly as possible, get technology on your side. Because the reality is you cannot often duplicate yourself or create teams fast enough to do a lot of work for you. But you can have technology do a lot of legwork for you as you're building up to leaving your employer and becoming the employer. The T is talent. This is not a one-person job. You can't have community and be the only person in it. If you want to say you want to be a part of the business community, get out there and talk to the people you spend money with. Ask them how can you do business with them beyond just buying their products and services. We have to collaborate. We have to have cooperative economics. And I believe in incorporating the principles of Kwanzaa into business. That could be a show for another day, right?
That's right.
Team. So talent, team. Build teams of people around you. Make it like an ecosystem. You all thrive off of one another. You support one another. And if there's any competition, it ought to be healthy. We're in America. This is a society that's
capitalist
based
society,
on capitalism, yes, and competitiveness. Healthy competition is wonderful, right? The M in ATM is monetize. This is where social media comes into play. It is very important to get numbers and followers in social media if you want to monetize the content that you put online. So if you create brilliant content or videos or whatever it is, audio files, whatever it is that people want to listen to, want to see, want to be a part of, want to like and share, if you're going to do it great and do what your audience likes and get the followers that you need, 10,000 or more on most platforms, so that when people click on your product or service, your post, you are getting paid for that.
That's right.
That is a passive way to start your transition, building your social media profiles and persona, if you will. Let that passive drip income help motivate you to leave your employer. I suggest do not leave your employer without a backup plan for a paycheck and insurance and all those things that help provide the comforts that your family are used to. Because when I left, we didn't miss a meal. We didn't change much of our lifestyle. I did have to stop buying so many shoes. You got to prioritize.
So you cut down from 10 shoes a month to 1 shoe a month.
A lot less than that some months, but I had a good stock to start with, right?
So, once you make the transition, some months there was no shoes, but
absolutely.
But you've grown your business now where I'm sure you can buy more shoes.
Absolutely. And then at some point it becomes material even isn't even important. My husband and I are in business to create legacy for our children's children's children who we will never meet. Never meet. But that seed is already planted for their wealth. And if we don't experience society's definition of wealth in our lifetime, That doesn't matter to me. I want my great, 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 great grandchildren to know that their grandma Tisha and grandpa Ken Hammond made it so that they could thrive in their businesses. It's important that my children create opportunity for their children to have businesses.
That's right.
That's what we work so hard for.
So you want to make sure that you and your husband's portrait is above the fireplace?
Thank you. Is that so much to ask?
That's right. So when the portrait up above the fireplace, so as they feel that nice warm heat or when it's cold outside, they know that couple right there, like you say, the great, great, great grandparents, well, especially with technology now, they better, you know what? Where technology is now, everything that you want your great, great, great grandkids to know, those are things that could be recorded now in speech and video. That wow, that's grandma, great, great, great grandma Hammond.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great, great, great grandpa Ken.
Yeah.
Wow.
And as we're talking about, you know, things that live on as legacy, social media lives on forever. So don't post anything your children wouldn't be proud of. That's my thinking, is I get invited to do things and be places, and one of my first thoughts is, well, number one, what was my husband going to think? If I get a weird, iffy feeling about that, I know that that's not good for me.
Right.
And I think of my daughters, 4 daughters and a son, nieces and nephews, what will they think of me? So when people ask, do you care what others think of you? Yes, I do. I care what my children and my family think of me.
Exactly.
That is important to me. I take their feedback and I try to grow from it as many ways that I can. So if you post and you're in business, keep in mind that that's marketing.
That's right.
Good, bad, or ugly, right?
It's a good, bad, or ugly. You have been a phenomenal guest.
Thank you.
We definitely have to bring you back on. So how can the audience and listener get in contact with you to get their discovery call so they can discover the greatness with them through you?
Oh, thank you. Website, www.tishahammond.com, tishahammond.com, and LinkedIn. If we are not connected on LinkedIn, please allow me to open up my network to you. Tisha Hammond, the Small Business Cheerleader on LinkedIn, on Instagram, at From Launch to Ascent. But if you start with the website, you can see all the rest of that for yourself.
That's right. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on and sharing so much valuable information. I'm sure these women need to be beating you to your website page right now to set up their discovery call, to really get the right perspective, and to become a part of your tribe. And
yeah,
like you say, to get their ATM.
Yes.
So I just want to thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Another person who was changing the world. I'm looking for other people to change the world with her also. So I want to thank you so much for coming on. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Muse from the Get Your Business Right show. Because we're helping women get into the right, meet the right people, get into the right environment, and guess what? Make the right power moves. That's what we're all about, because Vercate is all about the power of women. You can check us out on our new app. That's right. We have a new app. Go to Android, Google Play, or I think it's ISO for Apple. So don't beat me there when it comes to downloading. Get it, and you're going to hear some powerful information. I'm here to tell you, when it comes to the Bashani Radio family, the information on these podcasts can change your life. You invest the time. These are some of the best hosts with the best of the best intellect and talent on the planet. So I thank you. Guess what? God loves you. I love you. There's nothing you could do about it. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Owned and operated. but Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.